New turn tonight. The FBI is now investigating whether the crash was intentional. A flight instructor and a student pilot on board, the instructor who survived, said this was no accident, crashing right onto Main Street in East Hartford, Connecticut. The student pilot, reportedly a Jordanian national, did not survive. And the family right there in that minivan, barely escaping with their lives, a mother and her children now recovering. ABC's Lindsay Janis leads us off from the scene.
Tonight, the FBI investigating this deadly plane crash on a city street in Connecticut as a criminal act.
Information indicates that this plane crash was intentional.
The small twin-engine aircraft carrying a flying instructor and his student smashing into utility poles in East Hartford Tuesday afternoon, narrowly missing this minivan with a mother and her three children inside, then bursting into flames.
Three poles, when it hit the last one, it just boom.
The instructor, 43-year-old Aryan Pravala, making it out alive, running into a bank lobby.
He has sought help in there, certainly running on adrenaline. It's my understanding he has a significant amount of burns.
But Pravala telling authorities this was no accident. ABC News learning his student who died in the crash was Firas Majdi Mohammed Freitik, a 28-year-old, reportedly a Jordanian national, attending flight school at a nearby Hartford airport. Authorities say the two men were coming into land, each with their own set of controls to fly the plane. But they won't say who was in control at the time of the crash.
Can you confirm whether you're investigating some sort of argument midair between the student and the flight instructor?
Yeah, I can't confirm those details at this time.
Investigators simply saying they are not ruling anything out as far as a motive. And tonight, officers searching the Connecticut apartment where Freitik was staying temporarily and questioning his roommates.
And Lindsay Janis with us live tonight. And Lindsay, Jordanian authorities are paying very close attention to this. They've been in touch with American authorities.
That's right, David. The Jordanian embassy says it is talking to U.S. authorities. And tonight, the sole survivor, that flight instructor, upgraded from critical to fair condition. David?